Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we've been focusing on the importance of setting scriptural goals for your life for this coming new year. Goal setting, as we have said this week, is a biblical principle. God himself was a goal setter. He had a plan and a purpose and set goals in creation, in sending Jesus to the earth. When Jesus was here, his goal was very clear, the cross and the resurrection. He did not let anything deter him from achieving that final goal of Calvary. It was always in the front of his mind, and his face was set toward the accomplishment of that goal. We know Paul the Apostle said in Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Today I want to focus specifically on setting spiritual goals and setting family goals. Many Christian people, if you ask them, what is your goal, your spiritual goal, would answer, well, I want to mature spiritually, or I want to be closer to God. And their stated goals would be very general rather than specific. An important aspect of goal setting is to be exquisitely specific in your goal. The more specific your goal, the easier it will be to define the steps of action that must be taken to see that goal achieved. An important step in the whole process of goal setting is refining your goals until you have honed your goal list down to the most important goals that you want to see achieved in the next 12 months, 5 years, and then, of course, in your lifetime. Today, our focus is spiritual goals and then family and relationship goals. The primary task that we must pursue today is having a scriptural base for every single goal that you write down, and then outlining steps of action to take to see that goal achieved. Remember, it's important that your goals be specific. Don't write down spiritual goal, I want to be more mature in Christ. Write down, I want to read through the Bible this year, or I want to memorize one scripture every single week, or I want to pray 1 hour every day. Your goal must be very specific. Write down your spiritual goals. Write down as many as you can possibly think of under the title spiritual goals. Then prayerfully go back over that list of goals and write down the letter A next to the goals that you really want to achieve. And then B next to the goals on that list that you want to achieve. C next to the goals that it would be nice to achieve. Then go over your list again. And if there was only one goal on that list of spiritual goals that you could achieve in the next 12 months, write down a number one next to that one. A1 should be the goal that if you could not fulfill any other goal for your spiritual life this coming year, you would want to see that one goal accomplished. And then A2 next to the one that you would next like to see accomplished, and so forth. The idea is to refine your spiritual goal list to the point where you can have one or two spiritual goals that you will focus your heart, your prayers, and your energy and effort toward, because that will be the most important thing for you to focus on, and it will be the thing that you will end up achieving if you're diligent in pursuing the steps of action necessary. Then on a separate piece of paper, take that A1 goal. Let's say your A1 goal is to read through the Bible in 1 year. What's your scriptural basis for having that as a goal? Let me suggest to you a couple of scriptures. Write this scripture out completely, not just the reference, the whole verse, and use it as your prayer target, because it's God's will for you, certainly, to mature spiritually. And one of those ways is to become fully acquainted with the Word of God. So on your goal that says, I want to read through the Bible in 1 year, write this scripture, Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Or you could use Psalm 119, verse 130. The entrance of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple. Those are two excellent scriptural bases for you to pursue reading the Word of God, reading it from cover to cover, from Genesis to Revelation. Then underneath that goal of reading through the Bible in 1 year, you need to write down the steps of action you are going to take in order to see that goal achieved. Very simply, you could write down, I will get up early every day. You will have to write the time out. Be specific. I'll set my alarm clock earlier, and then I will read one chapter of the Bible in the morning and then two chapters at night. To fulfill the goal of reading through the Bible in a year, if you will read approximately 3 chapters a day, you can read through the entire Old and New Testament in 12 months. That's an example of how to set a spiritual goal. Let me give you one other example. Let's say one of your spiritual goals is to meditate on the Word of God day and night. We know from Psalm 1, verses 1 and 2, and Joshua 1:8, that the person who meditates on the Word of God will be prosperous and have good success. So that would be your scriptural basis, Psalm 1, verses 1 and 2, or Joshua 1:8, meditating on the Word of God day and night. Then what would your action steps be for that spiritual goal? Let me suggest a few to you. Number one, obtain the Bible on cassette tape or on CD. Take the tapes with you when you're working, when you're driving, if you're doing the laundry, if you are riding your bicycle. Wherever you have any spare time where you do not have to have your mind fully engaged, have the Word of God going so that you are meditating on it day and night. I have incorporated that particular action step when I go to the gym. You can be achieving two goals at once, a physical goal as well as a spiritual goal. I want to hear the Word of God over and over and over. I play it in my car. I play it on the tapes that I listen to in the gym. I play it while I'm doing housework. Wherever I have free time, where I may be busy physically, but my mind can be listening and meditating on the Word, I implement that action step of utilizing the Bible on cassette tape. Another action step for meditating on the Word day and night is to every single day write out a scripture on an index card and take those index cards with you to work, put them in your pocket, put them in your purse or your briefcase, on your desk, in your desk drawer, so that at every free moment, if you're standing in line at the post office or on your lunch break or on your break at work, you can whip out those cards and meditate on that scripture. Turn it over and over in your mind. Read it over again where you're meditating on a specific verse. These are ways that you can set spiritual goals and then Take the action steps to see those goals accomplished in your life. A few last thoughts on goal setting for your family relationships. Let's just say you have one of your family goals is to be gentler and more patient with your children. Your scriptural basis could be Ephesians 6:4. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but rear them tenderly in the training and discipline and counsel and admonition of the Lord. And then you write out action steps, how you will achieve being more gentle and more patient with your children. Write out how you'll speak to them, how you will spend time with them, how you will put them to bed at night, how you'll greet them in the morning, how you'll be more patient when they want to ask you questions. See that goal come to pass in this coming year. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.